This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, I want to get to this clip of Dick Painter, or Richard Painter, last night on Tucker Carlson. Now look, I just have to say, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, and now Richard Painter, they're all running for Congress. Obviously, Schiff and Swalwell already in. But the absolute lunacy of these people, I wouldn't care if it wasn't for the fact they're in our government and running for government. Look at how dumb. I'm serious, folks. Look at how straight up dumb Richard Painter is running as a Democrat. I think it's in Minnesota for Senate now. Look at what he did on Tucker Carlson last night. This has to be perhaps the dumbest man to ever run for government. Listen to this.
We know that an FBI and CIA informant on the government payroll, making quite a bit of money from the government, made contact with at least three members of the Trump campaign during the campaign, gathered information from them surreptitiously, and passed it back to the Obama administration. Now, you can argue that was justified, and I'm open-minded, but that's spying. Tell me why it's not spying.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives has already talked about this. Paul Ryan, Representative Gowdy, Richard Burr over in the United States Senate Intelligence Committee.
Why is that not
among
spying?
Republicans and Democrats, because they have seen the relevant information, including a lot of them have seen the classified information, which I have not seen, and neither has Fox News seen the classified information. And I don't know if this is the news channel or the fiction channel, but we need to focus on that.
All right, pause it right there. Now he actually claims, or I'm sorry, the Democrats actually claim to have seen that information, but regardless, I want you to explain something. I want to explain something to you. This is not satire. This guy's serious. This is Richard Painter, a candidate for Senate. Richard Painter. The crew points out he talks like the guy, the cockroach guy in Men in Black. How is this guy going to win a seat? That's what I'm saying. It's like, how does somebody vote for Eric Swalwell? How does somebody vote for Adam Schiff? How does somebody vote for Nancy Pelosi? We got another video of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I almost feel bad. I don't even want to cover the videos anymore. Every other speech she gives, she's like having a seizure mid-speech. She's about to win again. So guys, just fast forward in that video to more of Richard Dick Painter here. Just listen to this guy. This is the type of people we have running for our government. This is so embarrassing. This is so pathetic. Let's go back.
Slow down. If you would, please stop with the invective. And explain to me, again slowly, why, given the fact set that I just presented to you, and I think we can agree that that's true, that that's not spying.
No, I don't think we can.
Under what circumstances would that not be spying?
Well, the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives has looked at the facts, and Richard Burr over in the Senate, in the intelligence
committee, parroting the same thing,
including the classified information, which I have not seen.
So what do you think? Hold on. Okay, you've already said that. You've already said that. Hold on. I understand you're repeating yourself, and you've just confirmed that whatever Republican leaders say you believe. So it's a little odd you're running as a Democrat. Another conversation. But suggest to me what they might know. Hold on. Suggest to me what they might know. Just speculate, if you would. Just go crazy as a...
All right. That's Richard Painter. You've seen the ignorance there. This guy's pathetic. This guy's pathetic. People will vote for that man. Now let's go to Nancy Pelosi, guys. Let's go to clip 8. Listen to Nancy Pelosi.
The president pulls his punch on lowering prescription drug prices. The president was going to reduce the debt. The Republicans are going to reduce the deficit and reduce the national debt and good-paying jobs in America's communities. This morning, the Republicans are meeting on immigration. Lord knows what will come out with that. Well, hopefully, the Lord knows. We've been praying very hard on it to also point out the intensity factor that is out there, where Democrats are maybe 15 points, something like 63 to... 47, is it? I've had concerns about China in three areas. Disparity.
All right, Nancy.
Our trade.
So you got Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. Richard Painter, I mean, these are the Democrats, folks. These are the dumbest, most pathetic people in this country, and they represent the Democrat Party, and people will vote for them.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preguinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life. All right, Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks is about to be joining us. Every video the guy puts out is just gold. And the most recent video, he goes out on the streets and he talks to people about MS-13. Boy, it's amazing what you can get liberals to say if you just bring up virtue signaling. Check out Austin Fleckus, Fleckus Talks, most recent video.
You hear him call MS-13 animals?
Yes, I did.
What do you think about that?
I think he's a pig.
He's an animal. I mean, you know, you smell your own, I guess.
Maybe not all people in the group are animals?
No, they're not animals at all. They're human beings just like all of us. I think he's a pig. He's just using that as an excuse to, I don't know, justify his being such a racist.
And then this week, Trump made the comment about MS-13 being animals. Oh, you hear about that?
It's so painful.
Did.
What do you think about that?
I think he's criticizing his own American people.
What can you say about this guy? He's the animal.
Would you agree that not all MS-13 members are animals?
Absolutely.
Cool. And then it kind of, yeah, exactly. It's just like a negative, always negative in the news, always negative in the news.
The guys that are running around gangbanging, killing people, they're animals. You know? But the rest of the gang, it's a big gang, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you, Austin, you know, it is funny. Like, it's funny, and we laugh at this stuff. We laugh at Richard Painter, who goes on Twitter, Paul Ryan, Republican Party, with the intelligence community, Aaron Burr, got into a duel in 1806, a gold tie, vote for me. And it's funny, and these people are pathetic, and we laugh at Nancy Pelosi. She can't even do simple math. But these are, but at some gut level, when I face the reality that these people are real, that we have to actually vote against these people, stop these people from getting power, I mean, it's like, I can't decide whether I should laugh at this or it's like a punch to my gut.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I feel like it's a punch to the gut a lot of times. And people with that last video, a lot of them say, oh, you probably interviewed a ton of people and picked the five people that actually supported MS-13. And Owen, I swear to you, those are the five people I interviewed. Those were the five reactions. I went 5 for 5. Every single person I asked, MS-13, are they animals? Every single person I asked in West Hollywood said no. So it's scary. We're in a really weird spot right now where the left, just to spite Trump, is doubling down on things that are in no way at all American or American values.
But it goes beyond that. I mean, I understand at this point why somebody would go against American values, given all the propaganda, in the education system, the propaganda in the media. So at least I can reason with that. I can sit here and I can say, okay, here's how you landed to that conclusion. I understand it. But here's what I don't understand. You got this multiple times. You even see this on mainstream media where they'll say, or for example, go back. In fact, go back to the first clip of this video. Go back, start the video over for the first guy. Listen to what this guy says. Just listen to him.
Did you hear him call MS-13 animals?
Yes, I did.
What do you think about that?
I think he's a pig.
Okay, bingo. Pause it right there. Excuse me, that lady. So It's one thing for me to, I understand your account. Okay, you hate America, you've learned that, whatever. This woman says Trump is bad for calling MS-13 animals, and then she calls Trump a pig. What is that? That's beyond brainwashing. That's beyond propaganda. That's like learned stupidity or like inherent stupidity. I don't even know how to measure this.
Yeah, and I think one of the only reasons the left is able to get away with these ridiculous stories, these ridiculous claims, is because their base audience has such a short attention span. So they basically engineered like the perfect resistor in a way. It's people with short attention spans, people that don't actually pay attention to politics. A lot of times they think they're educated because they went to college and are in debt. And for that reason, they feel like they're oppressed and they know more than everybody. And a lot of what we're seeing now, I think, is going beyond politics. I think it's basically coming down to good versus evil. And I think it's coming down to establishment versus anti-establishment. And it's scary to see the left head in this direction, because not too long ago, liberals were the ones who were for free speech, who were against censorship, who wanted to expose government corruption. And now we're seeing them side with things that I don't think anyone should ever side with. And it's just at a base level, un-American, anti-American.
Well, and they even go do interviews out on the street where they say they'd rather date an MS-13 gang member than a Trump supporter. And it's just like, again, that I can measure up to, okay, that's the propaganda. That's the fake news. I can see how they could reach that conclusion. Again, though, it's like, it goes beyond propaganda and brainwashing to a point where you're so unintellectual and so stupid that you would say Trump is bad for calling people an animal. He's a pig. I mean, and that's what you deal with out here. And I don't know what to do. I mean, good and evil, right and wrong. I mean, how, I don't even know what to say. How do you possibly say, it's like, so that's just a vote now in America. And there's probably millions of people like that woman. That's just a vote now in America. It's like, we have to realize, We're voting against that. I think that you put it rightly. They have manufactured with the propaganda and the brainwashing a perfect ignorant class of quote unquote resistors who think they're fighting the establishment that are actually the front lines for the establishment. And people need to understand these people exist. They're now voter blocks in these big cities. You have to go out and vote. Those people will control our destiny if we don't go out and vote.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. It does come down to the vote. But I think the good news is every time the left takes a stand and supports MS-13 or, you know, promotes the Me Too movement, meanwhile, they're all sexual predators in Hollywood. And every time they take a stand and contradict themselves, I think their audience shrinks just a little bit. And it's the people in the middle, the rational people, the centrists, the independents, the maybe even classical liberals, who are now looking around and saying, wait, why is my party defending MS-13? Why are we pretending that Hollywood isn't a toxic culture? And these are the people that are going to start heading to the right, just like we're seeing, you know, across the board. So while the far left will always be the far left and the protesters will always be pretty much brainwashed and convinced that Trump is the, you know, devil himself, everyone else in the middle who is somewhat rational will start waking up. And their audience, I think, is shrinking by the day for that reason.
Well, I think you're definitely right. The only concern I have, and while it's harder to do this on a national level to rig a presidential election, they tried it. But in these local elections, I mean, these electronic voting machines, that's their last line of defense. I mean, that's their ace in the hole, man. I mean, how does Maxine Waters get 10 people to show up at her last campaign event? You can't even make this up. 10 people show up at Maxine Waters' campaign event just 48 hours before the primary voting. And then she gets 40,000 people to vote for her? I'm sorry, folks. That doesn't add up. You don't have to be a kook to do that math. Now, you know, Nancy Pelosi might not be able to do that math, but I hope you're smarter than Nancy Pelosi. So, again, how is it, and we can get more into this on the other side, 10 people show up to a Maxine Waters final campaign event 48 hours before the primary votes, and then 40,000 people show up to vote for her instead of Omar Navarro, who actually gets crowds, who actually has a following locally and nationally. I mean, I don't even believe it, but that's what we have going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the answer is when it comes to making sure that these votes are tallied properly, other than following the law in which most states have you have to have a paper ballot. Now, here in Texas, they just totally ignore laws like that. And that's when why David Knight goes to talk to the commissioner of voting here. He literally runs away and hides in his office because they won't answer the question as to why they're breaking the law. So we're going to get more into that on the other side with Austin Fletcher. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the super summer sales going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I will just tell you this, 50% off Survival Shield X2. I know that you've been hearing it for a while, could be the last run, but we don't just say that to get you to buy it. I mean, I'm probably going to go stock up on more of this as well. So we don't, I mean, I'm worried that this could be the last go of this Survival Shield X2 as well. So I'm going to stock up, but it's still 50% off. 50% off the real Red Pill Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off Brain Force Plus. You've got 5% off all t-shirts right now with coupon code FUN5 at InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power is 50% off. Super Female Vitality is 50% off. Pollen Block is 50% off. DNA Force, 50% off. Free shipping store-wide. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you support us, we promise to continue our expansion in the face of the censorship. Don't go anywhere. Fleckus Talks with me on the other side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, in case you haven't seen enough proof of the ignorance of the Trump detractors and of the radical leftist protesters in the streets, not enough from the Swalwells, the Pelosis, the Painters, or all of Fleckus Talks videos. Take a look at this other one where Fleckus hits the streets and sees if the people know the difference between a Democrat quote and a Trump quote.
Hey guys, it's Fleckus. This week we're at Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame at Donald Trump Star to play a game with local celebrities. It's called Trump or Democrats Before Trump. Let's see what people think. Democrats or Trump? Okay? Democrats or Trump? Guess who said these quotes, all right?
Hulk and Spider-Man.
He's got it.
Number one, we all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants.
Oh, that's Trump all the way.
That's actually Barack Obama, 2005. We need to be very careful about Syrian refugee admissions.
That's Trump.
That's Dianne Feinstein, 2015.
Oh, man. Oh, Rex.
I forgot about her.
We need to be very careful about Syrian refugee admissions.
Trump, of course.
Dianne Feinstein, 2015.
Okay.
We in Congress stand by Israel. In Congress, we speak with one voice on the subject of Israel.
That's Trump.
That's Nancy Pelosi. I take the Constitution.
You get the point.
Serious.
You can see the full video on Fleckus Talks YouTube channel. Again, though, you know, and look, I'm not even, you know, this is actually an easy thing that you can go out and do. This video is actually kind of less, I think, exposing how ignorant these people are than the other videos where they, you know, compare Trump to a pig, but he's bad for saying MS-13 is animals. Because to me, Austin, actually falls on the politicians that lie to these people. See, again, I can reason with that. I can understand how they can come to that. I can reason and understand how they would reach that conclusion and think that that's only Trump that said that, because it's their own party that lies to them. It's the Democrats that lie to them. It's the Democrats that talk out of both sides of their mouth. So I can understand how they could confuse that issue and be deceived in that video. But again, though, do you think that this even wakes people up to understand how much they've been conned? I mean, that's obviously the goal, but do you think it works on these people, or do they just go right back to hating Trump?
I think, yeah, that is definitely the goal. Whether or not it works kind of comes down to the echo chambers and what people are actually seeing online. I think the echo chambers at this point have been structured in a way where the conservatives see the conservative stuff and the liberals see liberal stuff. And that just kind of creates an atmosphere where you meet someone with opposing views. It's hard to understand where they come from. It's hard to believe how someone could, you know, get to the mental place where they love Trump or they hate Trump, depending on what side you're on. So I hope it gets to them. Like a video like this, my goal was to just have people realize that politics in the most recent election in the past year, or actually 2 years at this point, is completely changing. It used to be something different. It used to be something people could agree to disagree on. But now politics is heading in a direction where you're either, you know, for America or against America. And I hope with this video, people see, hey, Barack Obama made some comments a few years ago that would be deemed racist or insensitive today. Or, hey, Nancy Pelosi was, you know, used to be an advocate for stronger immigration reform and, you know, securing the border at certain points. And when they hear these things, I just hope that they realize that politics now has become so obsessed with Trump that they would rather take on anti-American values and anti-American policies just to spite the guy. So I just want to expose that to the people. I just want people to realize that they've hated the man so much that they're ignoring what this country is all about and what this country could be.
Well, and I look at these people, and especially in that last video, they don't really seem politically charged. I mean, you're talking to the guys out there dressed like superheroes, right? They're doing their whole street thing. They don't really seem politically charged. They're not really coming into this like angry at Trump or fired up about their politics, right? And you can tell that. They're just general people, and they may not be politically inclined any which way, but they do absorb, you know, the culture. They do absorb the mainstream message. They do get the trickle-down propaganda, whether or not they intentionally ingest it or not. And you can kind of tell, though, that they just go with it. There is no foundation for their beliefs. It's just what they've been taught, what they've learned via the trickle-down propaganda. And this is why it's dangerous for both sides, really. It's dangerous for America because these people vote. These weak-minded people vote that fall for propaganda and fall for lies, go out and vote with an absent mind. And that's the Democrat voter base. Just look at the videos you do. You prove that. But it's also dangerous for the Democrats because if, and I don't know what it is, but if that zeitgeist breaks for them, if that skeleton key to their mind opens it finally, their game is over. Because somebody like that, obviously weak-minded, can be easily swayed. Whether or not they absorb it or not is a different issue. That, I guess, is the question. Because they're obviously weak-minded. They can obviously be swayed. But do they still have the ability to think for themselves? Do they still have the ability to look deeper with critical thinking and say, oh, wow, I was deceived by this propaganda. I need to go back and look. So it's kind of dangerous on both ends. It's dangerous for America that you have these weak-minded, uninformed voters that are the Democrat voter base. But it's also dangerous for the Democrats because they're so weak-minded and fragile, they really could be flipped like that if whatever the proper formula is given to them, I truly believe.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the far left and the radicals and the Antifas of the world, they'll always be far left and they'll never come around. But I think the most valuable people in that group, in the left-leaning group, are the people in the middle who just don't follow politics. And that's the quote they use, oh, I don't follow politics. And that used to be me for a while, too. In college, I thought Obama was great because he was hope and change, first black president, unite the country. And I thought, wow, that's who we should elect. And I really didn't do any research. I didn't actually look into it. I read headlines. I was on Twitter. And I kind of just got the feel for politics. And I think the feel for politics is an outdated way to do it. And it's a harmful way to do American politics. And I think those are the people that are waking up. So a lot of the people on the conservative side especially were left-leaning at one point. A lot of people that are my age, maybe you can attest to this too, maybe years back you thought you were a liberal only because you didn't do the full deep dive. But once you actually looked into the things and the policies and the politicians, you start leaning conservative. And I think most conservatives come from a liberal place at some point in their life. And I think most liberals or most leftists were liberals and leftists their entire lives.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would ever put necessarily a liberal identity on it, but I think it's the same thing as you. You know, what the old saying goes, if you're not a liberal by 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by 30, you don't have a brain. I think it goes to what you're saying, like the same thing. Actually, I mean, when I was in college, it's the same thing. I was liberal on social issues like, okay, you know, I don't care what people do sexually. I blame the guns. I thought the guns were the problem because that's what the propaganda, you know, was put in front of me. And then you've got to do the research. You understand it better. But even then, I remember going around just because I was such a cynic and I've always liked to be devil's advocate. I remember going around University of Missouri 2008 and I even felt probably on the liberal perspective. But I remember going around not really falling for Obama, not really believing in it because I hated politicians. And I would just ask people, I would say, because they all loved Obama, I would say, would you vote for a prisoner of war instead of Obama? And they all said yes. And I go, really? Because McCain's a prisoner of war. And they're like, oh, really? I didn't even know that. So it just shows how ignorant these people are. Austin Fletcher, thank you so much for joining us. Fleckus Talks is the YouTube channel. Do you have the spoon mic anywhere handy? Can we get a cameo from the spoon mic?
Yeah.
We got 5 seconds. Come on. We want the spoon mic. Show us the spoon mic. 3, 2, yeah! The spoon mic.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Leo Zagami is about to join me. LeoZagami.com is where you can find all of his reports and stories. And before I get to Leo, we're going to talk about the nationalist uprising in Italy, talk about the Bilderberg Group and what they're meeting on right now. But before I get to Leo, who's an expert on those two things, I just have to get this off my chest because it's really bothering me. And it all comes back to the same issue I was talking about from, unfortunately, and this is just what we, this is the common nomenclature, the left versus the right, where just look at the blatant double standards that the left has right now. But it's not even a double standard. This is like I don't even know how to, this is beyond mental illness. This is like beyond brainwashing. It's like almost like a controlled mind slave. Seriously, that's how it's like. That is the only thing I can think of to describe this, where anybody could consider this path of thinking to be rational and logical. The only way is if you are a mind slave. Think about this. So you've got the spying on the Trump campaign story, right? Okay, they say they spied on the Trump campaign. They didn't. They did. They didn't. They did. Okay, they did, but we won't call it spying. Well, whatever. They justify it, and they say, we were spying on Trump for his protection. He should be thanking the FBI. But if that was the case, why didn't they spy on Hillary Clinton, who had the open servers, illegal servers, with classified information on it? But then more importantly, and this when it comes to the mind slave aspect, how then are you going to say that you spied on Trump for his protection, but he's the target and he's the enemy? Think about that. How do you hold those two thoughts in your mind and consider it to be rational? It's impossible. If Trump is the bad guy and the target of the investigation, which is what you claim, then why are you saying you're there to protect him? If you're investigating a bank robber, okay, and you're spying on the bank robber, and they say, look, you illegally spied on the bank robber, you don't say, I was spying on the bank robber for his protection. No, that's insane. This is what they're saying. These are mind slaves. And again, they say Trump was attempting to get intelligence from Russia. Well, or he was in communication with Putin to get intelligence on Hillary from Russia. Well, if that's the case, why are all these random meetings being scheduled with Don Jr. and Ivanka Trump and Russian lawyers? Why wouldn't Trump just be speaking to Putin directly? So again, there's no rationale there. But think about this. They say Trump is bad for wanting to get intelligence from Russia, which he never did. And they say that Eric Swalwell and the rest of the Democrats say Trump needs to be turned into the FBI for trying to get information from Russia. But wait a second. Again, you take a step back. Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and the mainstream media literally all took information from Russia in the face of the Russian dossier. Do you see the madness here? There's the tweet. If you're in a campaign for federal office and a foreign agent offers you dirt on your opponent, you should tell the FBI. Well, what if you're in a campaign for federal office and you pay a foreign agent for information on your opponent? Then what? That's what Hillary Clinton did. So this Russian Spygate Trump madness has really reached levels beyond proportion. Anyone who still believes this stuff, I now consider a mind slave. No longer brainwashed, no longer ignorant, literal mind slaves. Now that I have that off my chest, let's bring in Leo Zagami. Now, Leo, feel free to comment on what I just laid out, or you have a story right now at leozagami.com. Bilderbergers arrive in Italy to take orders from the Vatican. They sent the cardinal down there to have a secret meeting with the Bilderbergers. What do you think was discussed at that meeting? What do you think is on the Vatican's mind right now? Okay, Leo, I'm not sure what's going on here. We're not hearing Leo Zagami, guys. So, okay, there we go, Leo. All right, Leo, what do you think is going on? What is the Vatican trying to get out to the Bilderbergers right now?
Well, the Vatican has a lot to explain on their presence there. That's why Mario Borghezio from the Northern League, who is a dear friend of mine, actually have his card here, wrote just a letter to the Pope. He's a European Parliament member of the Northern League, and he is asking the Pope to basically explain why his Secretary of State, his number two in command, is with these people, because there is no reason why Secretary of State of the Vatican should be amongst all these powerful elitarians, if not to support them. In reality, Parolin is bringing a very strong message of support from the Pope, which is against populism, is against what they define as fake news, which in reality is real news. And all this is happening now silenced by the majority of the Italian media, because we had a couple of articles when the Bilderbergers arrived on the 6th of June, but after that all the main media, TV, radio, newspapers have been completely silent about this meeting, apart from the locals from Turin, who of course were shocked in knowing that they had a meeting of the Bilderbergers in front of their house. And even the people who are from the Five Star Movement in power in the city of Turin, because the city of Turin has the mayor from the Five Star Movement, which is one of the two populist organizations which has helped this populist uprising in Italy, they are asking questions, because there is not been many answers, apart from the fact that, of course, there is a massive security operation in place. And even Salvini, the Minister of Interior of the Northern League, has not yet talked about it. So I called my friends from the Northern League at their headquarters earlier on this afternoon to know what was happening. And they said that they are waiting for Salvini, studying very well the situation, because he wants to make a public announcement about it. In the meantime, though, Mario Borghezio, who is a well-known politician from the Northern League, has already made his idea known, that basically the Pope shouldn't participate to this kind of meeting, and he should explain to his believers, to his followers, why he has sent Parolin there. But we know why he sent Parolin there. He sent Parolin there to conspire against Donald J. Trump before the midterm elections. And of course, what is happening also at the G7 is very important also here in Italy, because our new Prime Minister, Conte, has immediately supported with a tweet Donald J. Trump and his open invitation for Russia to rejoin the group and become again the G8. So Giuseppe Conte is amongst the only one, apart from Trump, who supports this idea.
Well, actually, so, I just want to say that Prime Minister Abe from Japan has also come out and said that, too. So you've got Italy, Japan, the United States all calling for Russia to be back into the summit. And I'm just curious, though, because and Leo, he knows what he's talking about with this stuff. And sometimes for new audience members, you know, this may seem a little bit out there, but this is the reality of the situation. And I just want to take it to another level here, Leo. The secret societies have different plantations or means to control the world population. Politics has been one of those means. They're losing politics right now. They're losing their ability to control the politics. So I'm curious, because I kind of think there might be something else to this visit to the Bilderberg group from the Vatican. I think that they may be realizing that they cannot revive their political stranglehold on the world. And so now they're trying to figure out how they can rearmament their control over history and the secret history of humanity and the secret history that the Vatican knows about. What are your thoughts on the potential of the Vatican sending this representation to the Bilderberg group to see how they can maintain their control on the secret human history? Just in 30 seconds, we'll get more into this on the other side.
One of the devices used to keep control that is being discussed right now at the Bilderberg is quantum computers. They will be used to control everybody through 5G. So 5G and quantum computers are in discussion at the moment at the Bilderberg meeting.
Okay, we're going to get into that and more on the other side. But that is key, with the AI being rolled out right now, the 5G being rolled out right now. They, of course, trying to create the one world government, which would be all controlled by the AI 5G. So that's on the other side. That's what the Bilderberg group wants. Sovereign countries and sovereign citizens are standing up, though.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Jones Show, Owen Schroyer here filling in for Alex. Now, we've got breaking news coming down the pipeline right now. We're about to be joined by Alex Jones. Of course, the backdrop for all of this is the Russian collusion investigation falling apart, Trump standing up for America at the G7, and then Italy and Japan joining him in his call for Russia to join back into the G7. You've got breaking news with the Bilderberg Group, but we've got news coming from Alex Jones right now. Let's go out to Alex on the phone lines. Alex Jones, what is breaking?
All right, I'm going to take over right here. I'm going to try to be as calm as I probably some of the most dangerous information I've ever covered on air. There's a reason they want to shut down InfoWars. And it's because they know that we're able to put out countervailing narratives to what they officially said. Anthony Bourdain, Tony Bourdain, is one of the most popular TV hosts in the world. He's the only successful thing on CNN. He dominated Netflix. He has a little 9-year-old daughter. He just got remarried. And then he dies in a crappy hotel room in Paris. And CNN's Brian Stelter is the first to tell us that he died of suicide hanging himself. Now, I knew he'd been critical of Hillary. Said that, that she shouldn't have basically defended Weinstein. Said it was shameful. I knew he joked about feeding Trump hemlock. And I thought, you know, a lot of these rich, powerful Hollywood folks commit suicide. Maybe he did commit suicide. But I said the fact that he had a lot of powerful enemies, it should at least be investigated. I said that in a tweet. I got a call from my source who is even willing for me to now say who he is, but he was very emotional, and he'd already let me in on this a few months ago. And he's actually even already talked about this on air, but I'm just not going to do that at this point. And I'm going to shoot an HD report as soon as I'm done here. And I'm going to reach out to some other people. But here's the bottom line. I was told several months ago that a bunch of other big people are going to start going public. And then, of course, you saw Kanye. And then a few weeks ago, we said that even more big cultural icons, some of the biggest ones in media, some of the biggest people in culture, were going to be going public. And so this morning when I woke up and I had seen that Tony Bourdain had committed suicide, supposedly, I went, what is it about that? What was it in the news? So I was sitting there search engineering for like an hour. Well, what was it? Why was it about Bourdain? And then all of a sudden, the producer calls me about an hour ago and said, right after I got off air with you guys, and said, you have got to call this source. He's really upset right now. And I went, oh, my gosh. He's talked about it on air. Ladies and gentlemen, Bourdain was a powerful cultural figure. And Bourdain had learned about the big awakening that was happening. And he had met with Elon Musk, who he's already very good friends with, in Morocco, in Marrakesh, at a big solar farm, experimental farm. And I'll just leave it at that. And they had taped an 11.5-minute episode of the upcoming TV series that he was wrapping up in Paris. This is 2 months ago. Nobody knows this, and I'm laying these facts out so people understand. He was in Morocco on a big vista at a wind farm. I'm going to leave it at that. I've talked to folks that were there. In fact, I've been authorized to even tell you more. Maybe I just should, but I'm going to stop right there for now. And Musk and them had a Kanye West event. And Bourdain was planning to basically do a Kanye West, but just about the whole global awakening, everything that was about to happen. And it's believed that this is a message directly to Elon Musk, who's been coming out talking about the mainstream media, the globalist, how they're planning an AI technocracy takeover. And so I can tell you, without getting into too much specifics, but I've specifically been on the phone with SpaceX and individuals at the center of the Musk operation in the last hour. So I'm authorized to say that at this point. And I told folks, I said, we have to go public with part of this. We're all in danger. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, some sabotage and stuff going on as well that we've become aware of, even inside InfoWars right now. They're making big moves right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I want everybody to understand that this is real. This is for all the marbles. And it is just unbelievable. I mean, I've got like 5-6 pages of notes here. It is also believed that just like with Stanley Kubrick dying, and I know his daughter well, his protege, right before they were going to have the final cut of Eyes Wide Shut, they cut 24 minutes out. the same thing here. The CNN and then the parent company that sold it to him, his company, they're now looking for pressure from the 0.0 company to not release the new series, but to make it a retrospective, looking back on Bourdain. Also, they do not have to release not just this episode, but once he decided to do this with Elon Musk, this was 2 months ago, they shot dozens and dozens of other segments that he then began working in the whole awakening around the world, and Bourdain had decided to go the Kanye West route. That is 100% from people there with him, meeting with him, Elon Musk, whole nine yards. Elon Musk is in complete danger right now. Again, if he hangs himself, it's murder, ladies and gentlemen. Or if his jet crashes, it's murder. Everybody can feel the energy of awakening. People are pulling out of globalism everywhere. The Bilderberg Group's meeting in Italy right now. The Pope has sent his emissaries. This is so incredible. And again, the media will spin it and say, or try to ignore it probably, and say, oh, Jones claims, you know, that Musk was murdered. Oh, look, you know, here's Jones again. Not Musk. Jones will say that Tony, you know, has been murdered, Bourdain. This is how they operate. And it is just insane to be here at this moment. My wife just walked in here. Honey, I just got contact from SpaceX. Just talked to them all on the phone. They definitely killed Tony Bourdain. That's what they think. And they sent a message to Musk. He's going to go public by Kanye West. You believe this? Oh, I just walked to the hotel room. Anyways, I've got to work all day now. It is just unbelievable. And, I mean, that's where we are as a country. It's where we are as a world. This is a big message. Everybody shut your mouth or you're dead. And this is them coming out of the woodwork. You know, they can't kill Trump, so they did the next best thing. And, I mean, just think about it. 61, just remarried, totally happy, 9-year-old daughter, little daughter. And that's what's going on. And people's families are being threatened. All this stuff is going on. But evil is in its death throes right now. And this evil, satanic system, I was also told, is scared of anybody who is seen as outside the system or seen as like a world traveler or seen as an independent type guru, okay? They don't like Musk. They totally hate him. Those he's exposing the AI computers, the world government. How the globalists worship AI. I told you that, you know, in Endgame, that's really what they believe. They didn't like the way Tony was going, talking about the Clintons and others. I talked to folks that, again, are friends with him, spent a lot of time with him. Him and Musk have gotten very, very close. They've been friends for years. And he wasn't, quote, having any of it. And a lot of this is classified. A lot of this stuff's secret. So I couldn't even be told all of it. But I was already aware of the meeting. I was already aware of the fact that this production was coming out from Morocco, from Marrakesh. And so this is just unprecedented. He was about to be part of the bigger plan. And so they're very upset about what is in these episodes, not just the one with Elon 2 months ago in Marrakesh, Morocco, but whatever got kicked off after that and what Bourdain was saying and what Bourdain was saying that he was going to do. And the fact that he had been coming out against Weinstein and the Clintons, they saw him as too powerful and off the reservation. And again, it's just completely out of context for him to die like this and for them to instantly say it's a suicide, no investigation. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Also, Joe Rogan was brought up. I like Joe. I'm real busy. I see some of his podcasts.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com. Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.